So guys, it is episode 80 of Forever 39.
80.
I know. That means we did 237 topics so far.
We like to talk.
We do like to talk. So,
and you came up with 230 of those topics?
Not at all. Not at all. So we have some news. I have a new job opportunity. And as a result, we're going to go on hiatus with the podcast. I need to be able to focus on the new job opportunity. Not so sure how much extra time I'm going to have to do the podcast.
It is a lot of work. It might not seem like it, but it is. A lot of research and a lot of work goes into it, especially on Annette's end.
So it was a hard decision, one that was actually sort of not really made by us. It was sort of made by the powers that be. So we're hoping to maybe be back one day. Don't know if we will be.
We don't want to call it our final show.
We don't want to do that because it seems like, right, all these like reboots of TV shows. Right. Nothing is ever final in Hollywood.
It's just the end of our like first season.
Yeah.
More than that,
I guess. Season and a half. Right. So we thought in the spirit of sort of our last show for now that we would do a bit of a retrospect.
Yes.
And take a look back at some of our favorite guests, favorite topics, silliest moments, that kind of thing. So that's what we're going to do.
We certainly have covered a lot. It was so fun going back through Annette being Annette the way she is. And if you listen to the show, you know, we're both type A, but Annette is a news girl, and she's very type A. So to go through the list you kept, which was so organized, it was great, though, because I'm like, oh, my gosh, I totally forgot we even talked about that.
I know.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so I've been keeping a list. So we started in December of 2016.
We did.
And I've been keeping a list of every single topic that we've covered with links that link up to every single article.
That was my favorite part.
I know, that was written about each topic. And then I would keep track of the guests that we had on and the music that we used, which was pretty consistent, actually. But I think it was helpful because there were times when certain people who are listeners would say to me, well, you covered that already. And I'm like, no, we didn't. You know, I get all like upset about that. Right. And I go back on my list and I'm like, we didn't cover that. I don't have it written down.
Right. It did come in very handy, especially when new topics would come up.
Yes.
Whatever. We didn't repeat anything.
We didn't repeat a thing. We're perfect.
We are.
All right. So hardest topic for you, Megan.
Hardest topic. Let's see. Hardest for me to do. Celebrity encounters was hard for me because I haven't had many. But for you, that was a great show because, of course, you told the whole Hugh story, which was fantastic.
I mean, how can you not get Hugh in there? I always try to get Hugh in somehow.
I know.
Slip him in. You know what's so funny? The last couple of weeks, some of my Hugh friends are like, you so need to see if he'll come on the podcast.
I'm like,
I don't know. Like, would he really?
We could get him and I could get Dean.
Yeah. Hugh might be a little bit of a harder ticket.
Yeah. Dean would probably do it. He likes my tweets. He's like five or six of them now.
Dean might not be as busy as Hugh Jackman right now. No offense to you, Megan.
Whatever. I don't care. That means he has more time for our flourishing relationship.
Right.
And also wardrobe capsule. I thought it was an interesting concept, but it was tough for me to talk about.
Never
mind, too. What about you?
The hardest topic for me, actually, there was two of them. So the vaping one was difficult when we talked about the dangers of vaping because I've never smoked. Not that you have either, but I felt like a little like a fish out of water. I didn't know what I was talking about.
That's a good call. Yeah, vaping was hard.
The other one for me was our very first episode, actually, when we talked about what we know at 40, which at the time we were 40, that we wish we knew at 20, and the things we've been able to let go of. I really opened up during that episode about my struggles with my weight and intimate relationships. And I don't have an issue doing that with friends, but it's definitely a little hard to do that knowing that I would be talking to people that don't know me, don't know my story. And it was the very first episode, but I thought that it was really important to be honest. That's what the show is all about, you know, being honest and sharing our experiences. So it was a little hard to be that vulnerable and to be that open, but I'm glad I did it.
Yeah, I think it's, and sometimes I felt like we were in a bubble and it was just the two of us.
Sure.
I mean, we always called everybody our podcast besties, and that's the way I felt. I felt like people that listened to the show wanted our honesty, and I feel like that made it better because neither of us, I don't have a line anyway. I'm very honest and open person, but for you to break down those walls and share that with people, I mean, that really does put you in a vulnerable place. But I think it makes people connect with you more because you're a real person. You know, you have real issues.
So favorite episode?
Favorite episode. Well, Facebook annoyances, because I love to get fired up and talk about how annoying people are. And that, and I also have a favorite guest I could tie into that.
Oh, so do I.
Okay, go ahead. Who's yours?
All right, so
go ahead. Favorite topic and favorite guest.
I love all of our guests that we've had on.
Yes, yeah, we have had wonderful guests. Yes.
But there is a special place in my heart for Dr. Marty Tashman.
Oh, he's fantastic.
He's a New Jersey marriage and family therapist. And we had him on for episodes 40, 61, and 77, where we had him on to talk about marriage, divorce, and midlife crises. And I just think he's so eloquently expressed how couples can get through things together. One of my favorite quotes from him is from episode 77, and he says, quote, "Love is a choice and a behavior. You make the choice to wake up in the morning and you're going to figure out a way to love your partner, and then you behave in that way." And I was like, wow, like if more people just heard that and then really accepted that to be true and then followed that.
Right. In life. Like,
I think
with anyone,
a lot more marriages that make it and a lot more marriages that are happy.
Yeah, I want him to move in with Mike and May. That would be great. Just going around giving nuggets of information.
Yeah.
But Dennis Malloy.
Oh, I love Dennis.
Dennis, no one can ever touch Dennis for me.
He's the best.
I love him. But we did the topic with him, and he's so funny. And if you listen to him on New Jersey 101.5, he's very similar off the air as he is on, very down to earth and an awesome guy. And we did When Women Should Stop Wearing Skinny Jeans and Mini Skirts.
Yeah.
He is so funny because he doesn't hold back on what he thinks and who's an idiot and who shouldn't be wearing things. But he was fantastic. I just adore him.
I love it, too, when he does voices.
Yes. Oh, he's so talented. Yes.
He's the best.
He really is.
So favorite episode, I really couldn't narrow it down.
Okay.
But I really enjoyed any episode when we talked about New Jersey, being a lifelong Jersey girl, and meant a lot to me to share with the audience some of the things that I like most about New Jersey. Yeah. When we did like the hidden gems or like some of the new spots at the shore.
Or where to get good food.
Where to get good food, day trips, all that kind of stuff. Like I thought that that was a lot of fun. And it also made me realize too, like, I feel really blessed to live in this state, not just because it's so close to New York City, which I love, but also because the state itself offers so much.
And I like our list and the guests that would call in, the different magazine editors and things. And because I think we gave doable, real things. It wasn't some random topic. It wasn't like, oh, well, maybe one day I'll, you know, leap off that building. It was real stuff you can do with your kids. You can do on a date. You can do with your girlfriends. And fun stuff you just didn't even know existed here. There's so much to do. Hidden gems, really.
And it was also affordable stuff. Because I always love when you, like, go through magazines and they give you a list of suggestions about things you can do. And everything, like, start, like the price point starts at, like, $1,000 and works its way up. And I'm like, okay. Okay, well, that's not going to happen for me. So that's not a reality. And I like that a lot of what we said is just stuff that honestly, like, most people can afford to do. And there were always some options where you didn't even need to spend any money.
Right.
Which I thought was great. I also loved when we did the episode. It was episode 26 when we talked about our favorite dog stories.
Oh, yeah. We are so dog cute. Lovers. Yes. My one, I'm telling you, we have a dog in a wheelchair and he is giving me a run for my money. Oh,
he's such a good boy.
My whole life is diapers and baby wipes.
Yeah. You're a good mommy.
Oh, thanks. So do you have, I did easiest so far. Do you have easiest?
Easiest for me, anything revolving around speaking about Hugh Jackman.
Oh, I get that.
So like, the celebrity encounters, any of that, or like, who would you want to get stuck on a deserted island with? We did that one.
Yeah, mine was celeb crushes, because I could go on and on about Dean. And of course, when we had Suzanne Policastro in and she talked about Disney with me, Disney obsession, because I could do a whole podcast on how wonderful Disney is.
You could do a whole year of a podcast.
Between that and Facebook annoyances, I'd be set.
You'd be set.
For sure.
But no worries.
I have ones that made me, like, still, if I think about the topics, they make me laugh. Do you want to know what they are?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So Annette and I did this whole thing, and hopefully you heard it, about her favorite game was Monopoly.
Yes.
Is Monopoly. And mine is Uno, I think. So we did a poll. And you guys, of course, like, it was like 99% agreed with Annette and like 1%. I still think Uno is great, but I think it's so funny that we are both so dug in.
We were.
I will never look at a Monopoly game the same way again. Netflix cheating I thought was funny because I get mad at Mike if he does that to
I
me.
Know.
Oh, I get so mad if it says watched on the thing and I'm like,
what did you do?
Yeah, did you watch this? And the customer service annoyances because everybody could relate to them. And I like they just make me laugh because it's like it happens to me, too.
Whenever I have a really negative customer experience story, I'll always call my friend Carolyn because we talk about this all the time. I don't know why, but we just do. And I'll be like, durr. And it's just, it's like she's my go-to person for customer service stories.
I love it. Aww. She's such a good friend.
I really enjoyed when we talked about our dating experiences and we had Jen Ursillo in.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
a news anchor at 101.5.
She's always very funny.
Yeah, and she's like, I don't online date because I'll be the one to find the axe murderer. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. Me too.
I love it. She. I also did What We've Learned. Do you have any of those?
I learned a lot about, I think, myself in the process. And I think the biggest thing that I learned was that my struggles are really not that unique, that there are so many people going through similar things, feeling similar emotions and doubts, feeling bad about themselves because of their appearance or because they thought that maybe they would have accomplished whatever fill in the blank is that they thought they should accomplish at this point in their lives. I think the process of doing the podcast made me realize there's so many people that feel just the way that I do. Mm-hmm. Not that I ever felt alone in that, but I feel like sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, she seems so confident. He seems so confident. And, you know, everybody seems like so like assured of themselves and
no one is.
No. Then you really realize like, no, you know what? A lot of people deal with the same stuff that you deal with and opening up about that. People that I don't know would write in or other friends that would listen or family members. Yeah, I get that. You know, I had that too. Or I felt that way at one point in my life and it gets better. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
This is stuff you don't talk about sometimes.
Yeah, the support from fans was really awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I went kind of show by show to see what I learned, what I didn't know. So that Americans need to use vacation days. We are not using them enough. We don't.
And no.
We have to get better. We did awesome apps and I learned about skip lagged, how you can kind of save money doing that. We did when to purchase big ticket items, which I thought was fantastic. And I learned what stealthing was. We did a topic on that.
I think that was one of our most passionate topics because you and I were on opposite ends on that.
Yes, I kind of like when we did that.
Yeah. Bit. We don't have that too often, though. We're on opposite ends. But that one we were like, no, it's this way.
And that you may not be the better friend, because I think a lot of us can fall into thinking maybe we are a stellar friend and maybe you can step back and look and be like, you know what? Maybe I'm not. Maybe I could do better here for our friendship.
Those were some of my favorite topics, actually, the friendship topics.
Oh, and not to charge a guest for a birthday party.
Y'all.
That was a good one.
That was, I think, one of the topics that I got the most feedback about. A lot of people said, oh, you know, I agree with you or I disagree with you. What about this? Because I think people maybe have done this in the past where they had a party and they charged and they kind of felt like, oh, did I do something wrong? So that one was one that got a lot of feedback. But I do like all the topics we did surrounding friendships because I think that it's an area that a lot of people don't talk about. We talk a lot about our intimate relationships, the child-parent relationship, husband-wife, of course, workplace. But we don't really talk about friendships, especially as we get older.
Mm-hmm. And you know, how they change and
absolutely.
How you can lose them and go through a relationship breakup kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that happens a lot to girls our age. And I think that's why our show is unique because we cover topics that are different. And with two female voices, you don't get that a ton.
No.
And yeah. I enjoyed that. But I also wanted to talk about your best show, lady. And definitely the body episode. We've talked about this privately. And it was like so visceral and so relatable, I think, for so many people. And we've always been close. We've been friends for 20 years, pretty much. But that sincerity of that show, it's amazing because I felt even more connected to you as a friend, which is interesting because you almost think like our friendship's pretty solid. But it was, I guess, maybe that honesty. I guess because I feel like we're pretty honest with each other anyway. Yeah. But it was just so raw.
But that also was the same for me because you talked a lot about your struggles having an eating disorder in that episode. And that's not easy for a lot of people to talk about. Again, not knowing who our audience is, yeah. not knowing who's listening, you know, to open up like that. It's not an easy thing to do.
Thanks. But and also, of course, when you talked about your mom's smelling your mom's perfume after she passed. That story was just amazing. Annette woke up, if you missed the episode, and smelled her mom's perfume so strong, so much so where she thought it had fallen over. And she went and checked and it hadn't.
I loved all your little like comments about Mike and just sort of like, I wanted to murder him in the parking lot. Like, they were just so great.
Because everybody feels that way. And if you know my, I love him and, you know, it's, I do. I adore him to pieces, but I don't care. Even if you adore them. You want to freaking murder them in the street in front of your neighbors sometimes.
It would just make me laugh because I would do the editing for the podcast. So after we, you know, do it, I would kind of go back and edit some things out, you know, tighten it up because we had like this rule of, okay, it can only be, you know, no more than 30 minutes. So sometimes I would remove some things.
Yes.
And I would always laugh at your comments about like Mike and what he's doing or that he's not doing or whatever. So I also though I have to say like for you, I knew you were a Disney nut, but I had no idea that it was that bad.
Yeah, it's gotten really bad.
I'm sure you realize though too, like wow, she really is a
same, yeah,
crazy because, person.
Yeah, because you can say it in passing, and
because exactly. I mean, Megan and I were friends long before we decided to do the podcast, but I really have grown to admire your commitment to your family. I mean, aww. you are like, I mean, I know that I knew going into the podcast how important they are to you, but like you are just everything to them and you're their rock and it's a beautiful thing to witness, you know?
That's so sweet.
Oh, please.
You're right, but no.
I have to say, like, I don't know about you, but the best feedback, it was always fun to hear when there was feedback from someone that I never thought would listen to the podcast.
Yeah, like, that's my favorite tip.
Like when my 79-year-old aunt called me up and she's like, you know, the podcast. And I'm like, wait, what? You listen to the podcast?
So
you know, like
sweet.
Certain people, you kind of expect them to listen and you hope they are. But it's when it's those like random people in your life where you're like, what do you mean you listen to the podcast every week? Oh my gosh, I'm like kind of surprised for some reason.
A childhood friend reached out, a girl I grew up with, and she's like, I listened to the podcast. It was so fun. I'm like, you did?
Right.
Like, I didn't, it was just, yeah, it was amazing. But I have to give, there are shout outs to people who are so supportive. Like Kelly, he was amazing. He listened, he would promote us and listen to every show.
Yep.
My girlfriend Becky, she would listen to us when she went running. And of course, no doubt my parents
listen
to every episode, and still my dad, every time he sees Annette, he falls all over about how good he thinks it is. But just the support from people that love us, is my sisters wouldn't let their kids listen, my nieces and nephews.
Oh, come on.
Because Aunt Megan's mouth can get a little crazy. But it's just people have been really great. And that's, I don't want to say goodbye because it might not be goodbye.
It might not be goodbye. Yeah. Exactly.
And we hope it's not goodbye.
I have some people to thank too.
Okay.
And I just because just in case we don't come back, I feel like we have to do like a little thank you. I know that we both want to thank New Jersey 101.5.
They've been amazing.
Megan and I approached them about doing this in August 2016. I think we sat down with the news director, Eric Scott, and the program director, Eric Johnson. And they were like, okay.
they let us just kind of go.
150% behind us and have been ever since. We never would have been able to get this off the ground if it wasn't for the station, because we use the station's equipment and we use their Twitter and Facebook platforms and we use their website.
Yeah. They were fantastic to us. We couldn't even have asked for more.
Yeah. And so that's been awesome. You know, on a personal note, I want to thank all of you that have supported us through this journey. It means the world to me, and I want to give a special shout out to friends of mine that I know from the start listened to every single episode: Ingrid, Christine, Len, Kelly, and Michelle. God bless you guys. 80 episodes, I know they listened to every single one.
I know.
And you know, you guys are the best, and I'm so lucky to have friends like you in my corner. And for those of you that found us along the way, whether that be because you're fans of the station or perhaps you just clicked on the podcast by accident. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for being part of our audience. There's a few of you that have written and offered topic suggestions to us on a fairly regular basis.
We love that. Yes.
I know that, you know, we're going to miss hearing from you and miss conversing from you. So thanks for everything and all of the topic suggestions and whatnot. And, you know, again, this is just, you know, a hiatus. Hopefully we're not going anywhere. So we'll still have the Twitter and the email and all that. So if you ever want to talk.
Yeah, and always reach out to 101.5 if you want us back sooner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And then I want to thank Megan, my podcast partner. Thanks for the laughs and the tears, the debates and the honesty, and of course, first and foremost, the friendship.
Yeah.
It's been great. It's been a great ride.
Yeah, I adore you and I adore our friendship, and I'm just so grateful that it's been so long and has always been such a real, genuine friendship. There's been honesty and real life issues. And I mean, Annette was there the night I met my husband. She was at my wedding. I mean, it's been a long friendship and there have been a lot of bumps. Annette's lost her parents and
we've all gone through stuff.
We've gone through a bunch of different things, but we've grown together. I mean, look at us. We met when we were 22.
I know.
You know, so it's kind of amazing. We're 42 now.
And we're no longer crying about boys.
No.
Well, again, so even though we're not going to be doing any new podcasts for a bit, you can always check out our old ones by looking up Forever 39 on iTunes or Google Play. You can email us at forever39@nj115.com. We're on Twitter, Facebook.
And if anybody knows Dean Cain or Hugh Jackman...
Yes.
You know, two great ladies.
We will most certainly make a special appearance for those two boys.
Oh, my. But thanks, guys. And we'll talk to you, our podcast besties, soon.
Yeah. Thanks, guys, so much. We love you.
We do.
Bye-bye. Bye.